So Diddy decides he wants to issue an apology this Sunday morning, apologizing to Cassie for savagely beating her down in a hotel hallway out in Los Angeles, then allegedly paying $50,000 to have the surveillance footage removed so the public wouldn't see it. Well, somebody found the footage and posted it to CNN, and now the world sees him for the monster that he is. Now he wants to issue this dry, tasteless apology, talking about, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm seeking therapy. Listen, I'm going to play the video, okay, because usually I don't play videos on my channel, but I'm going to play it because I have a lot I need to say. But let's get straight into this so-called apology.
It's so difficult to reflect on the darkest times in your life. Sometimes you got to do that. I was fucked up. I mean, I hit rock bottom. But I make no excuses. My behavior on that video is inexcusable. I take full responsibility for my actions in that video. I'm disgusted. I was disgusted then when I did it. I'm disgusted now. I went and I sought out professional help. I had to go into therapy, going to rehab. Had to ask God for his mercy and grace. I'm so sorry. But I'm committed to be a better man each and every day. I'm not asking for forgiveness. I'm truly sorry.
Now, y'all heard that dry apology that he just issued out to Cassie. Oh, I'm truly sorry. I'm seeking therapy. It's the dark time to reflect in my life. Sir, this is clearly a PR stunt, and nobody is buying it. If you were so sorry, the moment that you hit her, the moment that you thought that you wanted to strike her, you would have thought about it and said, maybe that's not a good idea. You would have stayed in that hotel room and let that woman escape and get away from you. And also, this is what we've seen on camera. Who knows what else you've done to this woman and all the other allegations surrounding what you've done to this woman in this very long 32-page lawsuit of all of the things that you did, including allegedly rape. Okay, I can't say it on YouTube, but you are a terrible, terrible person. And the only reason you're issuing this apology is because your money is being affected by it. I truly don't think that you care that much about Cassie, because if you did, when the lawsuit came out and she said that she was abused by you and you did all these things, you wouldn't have moved forward. Adding insult to injury, going on social media, calling her a liar, seemingly insinuating that she was a gold digger and it was a money grab for her. You literally put this on Instagram. Let's go back to your Instagram, Mr. Sean Diddy Combs. Let's just go rewind this back real quick. We got to go. Hold on. Y'all got to stick with me because I have to go through the pages here and go to back to his Instagram page. I think I blocked him, but I'm going to see if I can unblock him so we can go down to this man's Instagram page. Let's see if he deleted the post that he'd sit there and said he put out this awful. Okay, here it is right here. He's going to put out this apology, but didn't delete this post. How convenient. Enough is enough. For the last couple of weeks, I have sat silently and watched people try to assassinate my character, destroy my reputation, and my legacy. Sickening allegations have been made against me by individuals looking for a quick payout. Let me be absolutely clear. I did not do any of the awful things being alleged. I will fight for my name, my family, and for the truth. Sean Diddy Combs, love. Like, first of all, you put out that this statement after Cassie issued her lawsuit against you. Basically in this statement saying that she, along with many others, is just looking for a quick payout. insinuating that this woman is just bored and a gold digger and just trying to shank you for all the money and the riches that you have because she filed a $30 million lawsuit. She really deserves $100 million in an island for the stuff that she had to endure at the hands of you, allegedly. Now, for you to come out and make this statement, the only reason you're making this statement is because it was a reputable media company that could not be denied, that got that video probably from the feds, allegedly. That's being stated out here from other blogs, including Perez Hilton. This is the reason why you're coming out making this apology. And there's going to be a bunch of foolish fans of yours that's been following you the past 30 years that's going to say, oh, well, I accept his apology. I don't. You're a bad person, a despicable individual. And I wouldn't invest another dollar into anything that has to do with Sean Diddy Combs if I was a supporter of his. I would not. I would not invest my money into somebody who could beat a woman like that, savagely beat a woman like that, then lie on Instagram about it, and then walk around showboating on Instagram, basically letting his kids drop diss tracks on people, taunting people that were supporting her. And now you're sorry because you didn't know that the feds was going to send an issue, the video out to CNN? Listen, y'all just buckle up and just sit back for the ride, baby, because this is just the beginning of it. The feds put out that little video just as a taste of what's going to happen when they finally so-called, like, actually arrest him and process charges on him. People are saying, oh, he can't go to jail because of this. Of course, it's past statute of limitations. The LADA's office said that they can't charge him. Okay, that's fine. But there's so much stuff that they've uncovered in this federal investigation now. And I've been waiting to do my podcast. And this is the perfect way to really get into the extended podcast that I'm doing tonight. It's going to be over an hour. We're going to go into this because how dare you beat a woman like that? Savagely beat a woman like that. Drag her like she's a rag doll. In a hotel lobby, you bold enough to do that in the public, throwing vases and glass at her. You could have killed her. She's on the phone trying to call for help and you're going to push her into a corner. You are a coward. It doesn't matter how much money that you have. You're a coward and you're just a bad person. And you don't want people to forgive you for beating that woman. You want people to still open their wallets and give you their money. And that's something that I'm not doing anymore. If I did by mistake, I don't recall really investing into your music. Just hearing it on the radio, that was enough for me. But anybody that's out there that's foolish enough to accept this apology, y'all need help. Talking about some therapy. Every time somebody get caught doing something wrong, they want to say, oh, on camera, after denying it and lying on people, they want to sit here and talk about they seeking God, they seeking therapy. No. God is probably sitting here in the clouds like, now why am I getting put up in this? Like, what did I have to do with this? That was nothing. There's nothing love about that. You have the audacity to try to change your name to love. Well, don't nobody want that type of love. I don't know what type of love that you think, but that's some sick shit. And right after he put out his apology, Cassie's friend put out a statement as well. And I'm going to play that for you guys. So let me just go through her page real quick. And then I'm going to play that. And then I'm going to give my response to that. Because I'm pretty sure she probably feels so annoyed by this statement. I'm going to play that and we can watch that together as well. So Tiffany Red is a friend of Cassie, and she went on CNN and basically did an interview. She went on another broadcast a couple of months ago doing an interview addressing Diddy's allegations against him and basically saying what she witnessed and the times that she witnessed Cassie allegedly being abused by the mogul. She made an immediate statement once Sean Combs made his statement, and let's see this reaction. And I'm pretty sure she's not buying it, just like me personally, I'm not buying it. So let's watch this.
Cut it out, Puff. Cut it out. So you were disgusted back then. You're disgusted now. So let me ask you a question then. Was that the last time that you did that to her? Was that the last time you did that to any woman? If you're so disgusted and you went and you got all this help and you feel whatever. And if that's the case, why did you say enough is enough and say that she was lying? Say that, you know, all the things in her lawsuit are not true. That incident was in her lawsuit. I remember that incident because I was around. Remember? I remember her telling me about how you spent $50,000 to get rid of that video. Watching that video the other day was crazy because I thought no one was ever gonna see it because of you. And now you're sorry? Really? Cry me a river, bro. You're not sorry. You're sorry you got caught. And I'm glad you don't want forgiveness because ain't nobody giving it to you over here. You know what you did. You're fine with your behavior. That's the bottom line. That is you. That person on that video is part of you. And that part of you needs to atone, needs to take whatever is coming to you because you have already sown these seeds. Take your punishment like a fucking man. Talking about you sorry. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Okay. And that's her response to what Diddy had to say. And really, that's how I feel as well. I just feel like it's a bunch of BS. And really, okay. So you're sorry for beating down Cassie. Are you sorry for allegedly robbing your artists? Having all these people starving, ripped off, taking their music and their money and stuff, leaving it so your artists barely survive out here? Are you sorry for allegedly beating on your baby mothers that you have outside of Cassie and girlfriends that you had? You have a terrible reputation, just a bad reputation, and we've been hearing this for years now, that allegedly that you like to throw hands and put hands on women. You know, your bodyguard is always on Art of Dialogue just spilling all your tea. All your bodyguards is on here that's been around you for years saying that you've done things to women. But you know what? They're also bad because it's like, how do you sit there and watch that type of thing happen? It's beyond me. Gene Dill said that he never seen him actually do anything in front of him, but he seen him do some messed up stuff, but he didn't let him beat women in front of him, but he still was a bad person, allegedly. So I guess, whatever. At the end of the day, I just feel like his apology is BS. I'm still not supporting him or the Bad Boy brand ever again in my life. I feel like he just came on here because he's lost everything when it comes to his finances and money. He's a billionaire. I'm pretty sure he's still got money in his pocket, but his funds are starting to dry up. He's getting nervous, and now he still wants people's sympathy. And we already got a bunch of goofies in the comment section talking about something. And here we go. People want to bring in religion. Oh, you just got to pray and repent. Please get the hell out of here. This man is 50 years old. If this was 8 years, this is 8 years ago. He's got to be like, he's like 54 last time I checked. He was in his late 40s, early 50s, stumping this girl out. He can't even use an excuse to say, oh, I was young and I didn't know better. You an old man beating up on this young girl. Like, I'm just so done with this. I'll be back. If you guys want to hear my podcast, it's on Spotify and Apple. I'll be getting that done tonight. But this is a freaking joke. And I'm pretty sure when I tune into the Breakfast Club tomorrow, they're going to sit there and be like, oh, it's okay. You're going to coddle and abuse her. All y'all in this industry is full of crap. And notice, it's so funny how in the shade room, when real shit hit the fan, when they showed the video of him stumping the girl out, all the blue check marks in the celebrities, they weren't in the comment section. All the people that was supporting him was not in that comment section. They were sitting there just looking at the shit like, oh, we don't know what's going on because y'all probably on those tapes that the feds done found, and it's going to be a whole lot of people getting exposed. So now y'all trying to tiptoe around the issue. But the moment that he put out this so-called apology, now everybody's in the shade room college, celebrities all up in the shade room college. Oh, great. He's so great. Y'all all could go to hell and save me with this fake religious crap because y'all not religious. If you really believed in God, you wouldn't even think it would be okay to behave the way you guys do when people are not watching or a certain group of weirdos are watching, doing whatever the heck y'all be doing in those parties. On that note, I'm off of here. I'll catch you guys on the next video. I'm very upset about this. I gotta go.